3-year-old Poppy Gray described her terror after a huge tree was brought down outside her home as Storm Doris wreaked havoc across Norwich and Norfolk. It was part of a day of destruction caused by 80 miles per hour winds, which also toppled power lines, leaving thousands without power and left roads and rail lines blocked, resulting in widespread delays and disruption. Norfolk Police took 450 weather-related highways calls, with 8 injury and 12 non-injury crashes. The fire surfers had 145 wind-related calls, including 80 to dangerous structures. Nick Tupper, Norfolk County Council's head of highways, said 24 crews worked non-stop after 235 trees blew down.
A top author has left a Norwich bookshop astounded after cancelling her book signing and accusing its owners of censorship over the stocking of books about Donald Trump. Woman in Black author Susan Hill pulled the plug on the event at the Book Hive in London Street before publishing a fierce attack on it on the website of The Spectator. She said the owners had put their own political and personal views about the USA and its president before their business, their customers, and what a bookshop is and must be about. Henry Late, owner of the Book Hive, published an open letter to The Spectator. He wrote, "Such a ban on pro-Trump literature has never existed in my shop. She would know this had she ever visited, which she hasn't."
People in the region are facing the biggest hike in their council tax bills for a decade, with those living in Band D properties facing an annual increase of around £66. Council tax bills are made up of portions paid to the county council, districts, parishes and the police authority. The bulk of each council tax bill goes to Norfolk County Council, which agreed a 4.8% increase, including 3% specifically to pay for adult social care. That will raise £25 million for adult social care, although the department's director, James Bullion, acknowledged it would mainly be swallowed by increased costs. Conservative council leader Cliff Jordan said he understood the scale of the increase could be difficult for some households, but said the money was needed to look after an ageing population. North Norfolk District Council was the only authority in the county to freeze its share of the council tax, while other increases ranged from just over 2% to 4.5%. Broadland District Council put its portion of the tax up for the first time in 7 years.
Amid concerns that not enough children are falling in love with reading, a drive to unlock the magic of stories has been launched. The Get Norfolk Reading campaign aims to infuse a love of books in children aged 5 to 11, both in the classroom and at home. Led by the Transforming Education in Norwich, TEN, Academy Group, and supported by the EDP, it will see readings, competitions, projects and author visits organised around the county throughout the year. A key part of the work will be with national charity Beanstalk, which will train volunteer readers to offer one-to-one support at schools. The drive has received the backing of headteachers, politicians and well-known faces, including Jane Humphrey and Ed Balls.
Insurance giant Aviva has asked employees whether their jobs could be done better by robots, with those who answer yes being retrained for another role at the firm. The question posed to the company's 16,000 staff in Britain is thought to be a world first, as other companies has introduced automation without consultation. And experts have said staff who work in Aviva's call centres assess customers' credit ratings and calculate the price of insurance policies are most likely to have to retrain. Research by Oxford University recently warned that 35% of jobs in the UK were in danger of automation over the next 20 years. Insurance underwriters were at the top of the list, rated 98.9% at risk. However, Other experts have said there were similar dire predictions during previous periods of technological upheaval. Millions of manufacturing jobs have been lost to automation in factories, yet unemployment currently stands at a record 74.6%.
A man died after he was hit by a train between Diss and Trouss. It is thought the 68-year-old was from the local area, said a spokesman for Greater Anglia. Norfolk Police, the ambulance service and the air ambulance were called to the scene and trains were delayed or cancelled while emergency services dealt with the incident.
50 new volunteers are being taken on to collect data on peregrine falcon behaviour, diet, prey and breeding activities across Norfolk. The Hawk and Owl Trust has received a grant of £86,700 from the Heritage Lottery Fund to help people explore the challenges facing the falcons. A watchpoint at Norwich Cathedral has provided a window into their world and shown how the birds of prey have increasingly adapted to survive in an urban environment within close proximity to humans. The boost in volunteer power will enable other potential nesting spots to be monitored and increase the information shared with communities and online. Since the cathedral platform was set up by the Trust in 2011, an average of 4 chicks have been born each year, with a 50% survival rate. The watchpoint attracts more than 30,000 people each year to observe the birds in Cathedral Close.
As the world geared up to watch the Oscars, it was less La La Land and more Ba Ba Land as thousands flocked to a Norfolk College's lambing weekend. The event, now in its 8th year, gave visitors a glimpse of life on a farm. And as it took place on the same weekend as the Old Farm Derby between Norwich and Ipswich, guests were asked to enter a football-related competition. The college itself named 2 lambs, Bellamy and Walkie, after the Norwich City and Ipswich Town legends, Craig Bellamy and John Walk.
Just 10 weeks after undergoing knee surgery, a Norfolk astronomer is set to take part in an epic Arctic trek, all in order to raise money for Barnardo's. Mark Thompson agreed to take part in the challenge, along with TV presenter Helen Vosperow and a team of other intrepid explorers. While out on the trek, Mr. Thompson will be conducting some experiments and building igloos, but some other activities are remaining a secret. And he is taking a camera with him, which he hopes to use to update those back in the UK.
Watchdogs have warned people in Norfolk not to fall for con artists making cold calls claiming to be from BT. Norfolk Trading Standards said that during the calls, the cold caller will state that there is a problem with their would-be victim's computer. They say they need the computer to fix the issue, with various claims made, including that they will cut off broadband in an attempt to persuade the call recipient to follow their instructions. Trading Standards officers said if remote access to the computer is given, the cold caller could then place malware or other malicious software into your machine. They advise people who get calls claiming to be from BT to not give or confirm personal or financial details, but to hang up, wait 5 minutes, and contact BT Customer Services on 0800 800 150.
A Norwich man was punched in the face by a pensioner who he was trying to rob outside a newsagent's, a court heard. Jordan Sheldrake was forced to flee empty-handed after being confronted by his 71-year-old victim. The 20-year-old from Norwich had been thrown off a train in Telford the previous day and needed cash for ticket back to Norfolk. Sheldrake was sentenced to 2 years in a young offenders institution when he appeared via a video link at Shrewsbury Crown Court.
Chief Constable Simon Bailey's suggestion on how to tackle child sex abuse has divided opinion. Norfolk's police chief says he will not shy away from his suggestion on how to deal with those accused of child sexual abuse. Simon Bailey said that not all paedophiles should receive criminal sanctions unless they pose a physical threat to children. Instead, he said lower-level offenders who have looked at indecent images should be given counselling and rehabilitation. He believed it would enable police to focus on the most dangerous paedophiles who have access to children and those looking at the most serious images. The suggestion made national headlines and has since stirred much public debate online. Mr. Bailey, who accepted that his comments might be unpalatable to some, added it would still require them to stay on the sex offenders register, but it would free up capacity to target those individuals who pose the threat of rape and serious sexual abuse.